Good morning.
Good morning.
Welcome to Glenshell Valley Presbyterian Church. We thank you for coming out to worship God as Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. A few announcements. I'm not going to read all of these. But just to remind you that Junior Church is going on, and it had been published incorrectly, so I just want to make sure that people know that it's for children 3 years old through sixth grade. It had been saying through third grade, but it is through sixth grade. I want to thank everyone who's returned the estimate of giving cards already. If you've not done so, you can still do that. And the communicants class that's going on every other week, that is going on this Sunday today up in my office. We have a congregation meeting scheduled for November the 11th. Hopefully we'll be able to keep that date. And you know about the announcements. If you want to make an announcement, there's 3x7 cards or 5x7, whatever size they are, at the back of the table. You can write those down and give those to me before the service. Monday, I'll be meeting with the Committee on Ministry. Session met with them at the last session meeting. I'll be meeting with them Monday over at the presbytery to talk about our church and its life. And then Wednesday, I'll be meeting with a group of ministers. When we break, as I talked about, I believe last week, Presbytery is going to go to 8 meetings where we have official meetings, and then 4 meetings where we get together and discuss different issues. And this Wednesday we're having kind of a pre-meeting where we get together and discuss some issues and get to know one another. And I think it's going to work out a lot nicer. Make sure that's everything. And I want to thank everyone who came out and had their photos taken. And I want to especially thank those who worked with this, Mabe Sasso and Sue Gill and Kathy Segi and Jenny Reinhart and Suzanne Connors and Carol Kane and Megan Nelson. Special thanks to them. And I know Cliff has been taking some photos for it, and I came down and helped set up. And so a special thank to all those who worked so hard. And here a lot of people came out and had their photographs taken this year. And I came down and brought my dog and had a good time. He loved it, and he was a camera hog. So I know a lot of people enjoyed it. So those hopefully your pictures will arrive in the mail before too long, and then the photographs directly will be out in a few months. This is the day that the Lord hath made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Opening hymn of praise is an old-time favorite. A mighty fortress is our God. Page 26.
Thank you.
Amen. Let our worship continue with the prayer of confession as you find printed within your bulletin. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for miracles. We praise you for allowing us to see your love in action. Forgive us when we see obstacles instead of opportunities. Forgive us for being negative when we could be positive. Help us find the possibilities in our lives. Teach us how to see the good in others. Open our eyes into truth you are attempting to show us in the scriptures. May we learn to be faithful in following you. In Jesus' name, amen. Let us take a moment as we bow our heads and close our eyes for your personal silent prayer of confession. Friends, believe in the good news of the gospel, for in Jesus Christ we are forgiven.
We believe in the forgiveness of sins. We are saved by grace through faith. This is God's gift in Jesus Christ.
Let us unite with a sense of purpose, a sense of unity, a sense of love, and recite our traditional Apostles' Creed. I believe
God the Father Almighty, the Maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, His only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Ghost, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, and buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sitteth on the right hand of God, the Father Almighty. From thence he shall come to judge the quick and the dead. I believe in the Holy Ghost, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen.
Let's take a moment to greet one another. If you're not sure of someone's name, ask them. See a visitor, make sure you go up and greet them. Thank you. Beautiful. They do such a wonderful job for us coming out week after week singing for the glory of God. Our responsive reading in the back of your hymnals, Psalm 46 on 702. Psalm 46, 702. God is our refuge and strength, an ever-present help in trouble. Therefore he will not fear, though the earth give away, and the mountains fall into the heart of the sea, though its waters roar and foam, and the mountains quake with the surging. Lord Almighty is with us. The God of Jacob is our fortress.
Come and see the works of the Lord, the desolations he has brought on the earth. He makes war cease to the ends of the earth. He breaks the bow and shatters the spear. He burns the shield with fire. Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted in the earth.
The Lord Almighty is with us. The God of Jacob is our fortress. This time I'd like to open up the service to the pastoral prayer and invite you to submit any prayer requests. You can peruse the back of your bulletin, and some names are listed. Dorothy Gill is in St. Margaret's, and she is doing better. Spoke with her yesterday. Diane Coral, I'm still trying to find out what is the test results from her. BJ, as some of you know, she is going back in for tests on November the 2nd for a biopsy and an MRI. So let's continue to keep her in our prayers. We have been praying for Shirley Nelson and Shirley White and Nelson. Their daughter Sandy passed away from meningitis and encephalitis this past week. So let's continue to pray for Shirley and Nelson and all their extended family, Bob and Patty, who are with us today, family members, and Janet. Been conversing with all them on the phone. Let's pray for Paul and Bev's daughter, Debbie, who's had breast cancer surgery up in Canada. Nancy Baker, who's still struggling to get well from a heart attack and has had a cold that's just been lingering on. And Art Mellinger, continue to keep him in our prayers as he is really struggling. I was given this card from Suzanne, a prayer of praise for Rosemary, who had a brain bleed, now in Wexford House for rehab. Anna, heart and cancer, continue to pray for her. Bob in California, a lung condition. And Lou, family for his death this past week, Szymanski. So let's keep those in our prayers too. Let's pray for our church, for spiritual growth as well as numerical growth, and for God's guidance that we will be in his complete will. Any other prayer requests at this time, Kathy? Yes, thank you for Bill Mueller. Couldn't be here today. Running a fever, not feeling well. Anyone else? Yes. Yes.
I'm Mary Slover. I'm new to the community. I live on Rally Drive in Allison Park. And I got a quite unusual housewarming gift as we just moved in there. I got a foster child, a great nephew, whose mom is has some very bad drug habits for a disability. So we are keeping him, and the reason I'm here today is she had previously had him in your daycare, the DART service that you have, and so CYS is trying to get him back into that again as he stays with me. So here are my prayer requests.
Yes. Thank you.
I pray that Melanie overcomes these demons, these drugs that have her, and she is able to take herself back.
Amen.
I pray that my 21-year-old daughter, my husband, and I will have the strength to raise him well while he is with us, which we understand may be forever. And I'm going to be 51.
Well, thank you. That's what we like to hear. Good. Well, welcome. And thank you for sharing, Mary, right? Mary. Okay. Thank you very much. I hope you will come back. Anyone else? Yes.
Considering the weather forecast, I'm just hoping that the church stays okay this week.
Yeah, no floodwaters. Not even an inch. Nothing like 2004. Anyone else? All right, let's go to the Lord in prayer. Lead you into the Lord's Prayer, saying debts and debtors instead of trespasses. Let's bow for a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day. This is the day that you have made. And with the different circumstances that are going on in our lives or the life of a loved one or a friend, sometimes it is hard to celebrate. It is hard to praise you. It is hard to be in a positive mood, to have a good attitude. But that is what you ask us to do. To rely upon you, to put our faith in you, regardless of what things around us look like. To have faith. And faith is what we cannot see. Give us the strength and the courage to do that. To lean upon you, the scriptures, our church, our friends. To take time in prayer. And then to meditate and listen for you to speak back to us. But keep reminding us to do our best to focus, to stay positive in our personal lives and our places of employment, in our neighborhoods, and on the church. To have that true spirituality, to have that true peace that passes all understanding, a peace that people in the world do not have. Regardless of what is going on, we can say, God, I know that you are with me, regardless of the outcome. Help us see the opportunities that surround us, and not so much the obstacles. Help us find things to celebrate and to say thank you. To be a gracious people, full of gratitude and hope and life. It's so easy to fall into the negative. Help us walk into the positive. Lord, you're the great healer. You are our hope. We place our faith in you. One day we will leave this earth and we will be bound in glory. Every struggle that we have had will seem as nothing. Just a moment's time. And we will celebrate with you and the saints. Everyone that is in heaven now will come after us for all of eternity. So help us hold strong. Help us to be diligent. And we lift all these prayer requests up to you, knowing that you hear us and you answer them in your way, according to your power and your knowledge and your love and your might. And help us to learn to align our will with your will. Thank you for the many good examples that you gave us, all the wonderful stories within the scriptures. And thank you for this prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Our next hymn is a screen song. I actually have two today, quite unusual for us, but we do. You Are the Healing. Bow for prayer of thanksgiving. Heavenly Father, we thank you again on this Sunday morning for the cross. We thank you that when you were taken down and buried, that the grave could not hold you, and in 3 days you arose from the dead. You showed yourself to over 500 disciples. They witnessed your resurrection, your life. Then you ascended into heaven, and you're seated at the right hand of power. And you send the Holy Spirit back to empower your church. Lord, we accept that. Empower us. Let us feel your power. Let us be enthusiastic about being Christians and serving you and loving one another. Lord, I thank you for every person that uses their talents, their gifts, not just in giving money, but everything that they do to glorify you, to spread the name of Jesus and the love of God to others. Bless them, Lord, this day. In the precious name of Jesus Christ, our Lord, our Savior, and our friend, and our healer. Amen. Thank you. Bill is not here to read our scripture today, as he's done so well and eloquently, but when I mailed that out, Paul emailed me and said, would I like for him to read? And I emailed back as soon as I got it and said, you know, yes, I would love it. So Paul McComb is going to read the scripture for us. I love having people participate in the service.
Good morning, Church of Glenshaw Valley.
Good morning.
I looked at the scripture this time first before I sent the email back. I'm not making that mistake again. Then they came to Jericho, as Jesus and his disciples, together with a large crowd, were leaving the city. A blind man, Bartimaeus, which means son of Timaeus, was sitting by the roadside begging. When he heard that it was Jesus of Nazareth, he began to shout, "Jesus, son of David, have mercy on me." Many rebuked him and told him to be quiet, but he shouted all the more, "Son of David, have mercy on me." Jesus stopped and said, "Call him." So they called to the blind man, "Cheer up, on your feet, he's calling you." Throwing his cloak aside, he jumped to his feet and came to Jesus. "What do you want me to do for you?" Jesus asked him. And the blind man said, "Rabbi, I want to see." "Go," said Jesus, "your faith has healed you." Immediately he received his sight and followed Jesus along the road. Bless this reading.
Amen. Thank you, Paul. Wonderful. Hope you will do it again sometimes. Before I preach, just real quickly, I should have done this earlier, but it just hit me, you know how my brain works. Arlie so graciously gave us some, I know it embarrasses you, but I don't care, some ornaments and magnets, and I bought a set, and somebody said, "Well, is the magnet strong enough to hold on your refrigerator?" Mine is. I put it to the test. It doesn't move. It stays very well, and they're beautiful. And when you look at the church, especially the magnet and things, you can see the little cross on the front door. So they're being sold to help put some of the money back from the parking lot fund. So you can talk to Arlie or Mabe or someone. I don't know exactly where that is right now. But they're 20 a set, or you can break it down and buy one or the other. So if you'd like some, make great Christmas gifts. Gifts for yourself. So they are very, very beautiful. And I'm going to buy some more for my family. I was tempted this morning to take some of the cards and bring some more of the 5x7 and have the ushers hand out those cards and write on the card one thing that you would like Jesus to do for you, because we all have something that we would like Jesus to do for us personally or for our family. It might be health, it might be finances, many things that we want. Now, please understand, I don't believe in using our communication with God like some type of heavenly vending machine. Like we just want to be wealthy or good looks or victory for our alma mater in football or basketball. Because if that worked, I promise you I would be a whole lot better looking than I am. I would have a lot more money and, you know, all those things. But all of us have needs, deep, legitimate needs in our lives. Perhaps some of us have a secret sin that we're struggling with. We started a tradition a couple of years ago where we take a little slip of paper and when we write on Ash Wednesday, we write a sin or several sins, and then we bring them up front and we light them on fire and we offer that as a sacrifice to God. And we had a little trouble this past year. And I didn't put it out right and we about smoked everybody out. The sins were so bad. You know? Oh, the sins of Glenshaw Valley. Sometimes we don't want to confess our sins. We want to hold on to our hidden secret sins. And if we don't confess them, if we don't get rid of them, they come back to bite us. And we pay for the consequences of those sins. Maybe you're in need for a particular kind of healing, perhaps a physical healing. And physical healings are usually pretty easy to identify. Talking about Bartimaeus this morning and just this last week, just as we're getting ready to take the photographs, I get this large knot on my eye. And I go to the doctor and it's something like a sty or something. It's going to take a couple of weeks, I guess, to go away. Just odd how things like that happen. Then I have my eye test and he tells me, And then I'm stage two for cataracts. I'm early for it. You know, some people later in life, and that's just the way it is. We get touched in our lives by bad health or things that don't make us too happy. And I was thinking about this as I'm preaching about Bartimaeus and how much sight means to us. Some diseases are easy to cure. Some are very difficult to cure. Some diseases around the world have no known cure. For some people, Jesus may be the last hope until another cure comes along or some way is found to heal these people. So you might write on that card, please heal me of my cancer, or please heal me of my failing heart. And Jesus hears those prayers. Sometimes a miracle does indeed occur and a cancer or a girl will go away. A heart will grow stronger. And we don't know why miracles happen the way that they do, or why someone is chosen and some seem to be passed over. But we do know that we look through a glass darkly in this life. Paul talks about that in 1 Corinthians. So it's kind of, life is muddied for us, almost like talking about cataracts. Light is not hitting my eyes the way that they used to. It's more difficult to read, to see things as clearly, to drive at night. And that's kind of how it is when we look at the reality of life. We look, we want to see clearly, but we don't see it as clearly as we want to. We don't understand. Maybe your request would be for someone you love, as we were talking about during the prayer request. You write on that card, Lord, my son is struggling right now to overcome an addiction, whatever that addiction might be, or my daughter's marriage is coming apart. The needs that people seem to have, it seems like they're endless. So many needs, and needs that we don't know about, and people don't want to talk about sometimes because they're embarrassed and don't want others to know because they think they're the only ones with the problems and other people's lives are somehow perfect. What would you want Jesus to do for you this morning or for someone that you love?